Welcome to Bob and Ion's contribution to the Reading Finney's Wake Club. And this is our 20th episode where we feature an analysis of Finney's Wake based on what's happening today and how that is pretty good analysis of Finney's Wake. Pretty close to the facts, as Joyce meant them. He meant them for our time. The book was geared for our moment, the next 6 months of tribulations. So, we are now doing page 176. Starting there, into 177, and somewhere into 178.
Are you ready? That's where this becomes the first church of what's happening now.
Yeah. Okay. So, there's a section with all this italicized names, and what book is this? I think it's chapter 7. Book 1, chapter 7. Let's see. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Now, it is notoriously known how on that surprisingly bludgeony Unity Sunday, when the Grand Gurmogul All-Star bout was hairily the rage between our Welshingtons Extraordinary and our Petty Thicks, the Marshallese and Irish Eyes of Welcome were smiling daggers down their backs when the Roth, Vice, and Blaust met the Noir Blank and Rogues and the Grim White and Cold Bet, the black fighting tans, categorically unimperatived by the Maxims, a rank funk getting the better of him. The Scut in a bad fit of pajamas fled like a leveret for his bare lives to Telvyland, a Honahaza.
Okay, stop. So that's the zeitgeist of the wars, the battles, the Black Lives Matter, the inside war, the inside-outside war, while people are still running around in their pajamas or fixing to go back to their pajamas. Y'all better get you new prescriptions refilled of Netflix, because y'all fixing to need them. Go ahead.
I can see that. And by the way, this is the chapter on Shem, the creative brother. Son of HCE.
The promiscuous one.
Right. Ahonahaza, pursued by the scented curses of all the village bells, and without having struck one blow, Pig stolen him, was lusty lagging it, was because Dusty shook. Tusky corked himself up tight in his ink battle house, badly the worse for boost gas, there to stay in a fire for the life, where, as there was not a moment to be lost, after he had boxed around with his fourth piano till he was whole bop, bap-em, and bump-em blues, he collapsed carefully under a bed tick from switchers, his face enveloped into a dead warrior's telemac, with a lullaby of some bummy and a what water waddle at his feet to stoke his energy of waiting, moaning feebly in Monk Marian monotheme, but turned long and then a nation louder. Stop there.
Yeah. But did you see how it's getting laid out? The crescendos are starting to build to a coda. But
yeah.
Keep going now. That was all we wanted to do.
Okay, moaning feebly in Monk Marian monotheme, but turned long and then a nation louder, while engaged in swallowing from a large ampuller, that his padre's purgatory was more than a nigger bloke could bear. Hemi paralyzed by
what?
The song word.
What? You can't say nigger. You can't say nigger. That's an
okay,
yeah. Show.
Let
come
me change
on,
that.
Man.
Yeah, I'll change that.
Well, no, you don't have to change. I'll just pronounce it clearly, like nigger. That'd be okay. But see, there, here we go. This is what this is, the ampuller, the amp. That's what's being jumped up. And they're crying feebly about how poor they are, while we laughingly say that they're on their $1,000 iPhone drinking $12 cups of coffee.
Hemi paralyzed by the tong warfare and all the schmozzle. Daily, maily, full up lace, holy, maily, muffle up just. His cheeks and trousers changing color every time a gat croaked. How is it?
Cheeks and trousers.
What's that? His cheeks and trousers changing color every time.
Your cheeks on it, boys are wearing rouge, and they're changing their panties more than a French whore.
Is this the Rainbow Coalition?
a written example of it. That would be the mother of Josh. That's the Holy Nally, mother of Josh. Holy Nally, mother of Josh.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. How's that for loyal ladies and gentlemen? Why, dog, are they across the guns? Whole continents, whole continents. That's Yarmulke talk. Let me start that again.
Mm-hmm.
How is that for low, ladies and gentlemen? Why, dog of the cross of guns, whole continents rang with this Garakoran lowness. Shields of houris in kims upon divans. Revolted Stella's vespertine, this among them. At a bare, mention of the scaly ribald, exclaim, Boise! Or Boise! Pussy!
What? What?
That's about Trump saying pussy.
Yeah.
You agree?
Scaly ribald. Yes, he
is. Okay. But would anyone, short of a madhouse, believe it? Neither of those clean little cherubim, Nero, or no book is honester himself, ever nursed such a spoiled opinion of his monstrous marvelosity as did this mental and moral defective, here perhaps at the evanescence of his lowness, who was known to Gronk rather than Gunnard upon one occasion, while drinking heavily of spirits to that interlocutor, a Laterre, in private privy secretary.
Yes, Rob, if you ever want to get you, if you ever want to get you Terry, get you a good secretary, a privy secretary, so you can go to the privy and have your Terry thoroughly sucked. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so Joyce made you laugh there. While drinking heavily of spirits to that interlocutor, a Laterre, the private privy secretary he used to pal around with in the cabahaz, one Davy Brown Nolan, his heaven-laid twin. This ham-bone dog poet suited himself under the hang name he gave himself of Vethgelert. In the porchway of a gypsy's bar, Shem always blaspheming, so holy writ Billy, he would try, old belly, and pay this one man-jank congregant of his four soups every lass of next mouth, Bolly, so sure as there's a tail on a comet.
Mm-hmm. This laughing? Tail on a comet. Well, yeah, no, that wasn't. That's the tail on the comet. That's something that's coming. The blaspheming, the holy writ, all right, and then Billy. Who's Billy, Bob?
That's from Fringe.
William Bell.
Yeah.
William Bell.
Walter's friend.
And pay this one man-jack congregant. A man-jack congregant. Four soups from last month. Okay.
Every last of next month. So there's a comet coming, did you say?
It is. There's always one coming, Bob. It just didn't hear yet.
So sure as there's a tail on a comet, as a taste for Storick's 42. That is to say, to listen out on a 20 minis mole, Bully, his ballet imaginaire, which was to be doubled. Wine, woman, and water clocks. Or how a guy thinks in Fox when he's giving... Sorry. How a guy thinks in Fox when he's going batty. By Maestro James de la Plume.
Nice.
James
de Plume. Okay. You see, when you're going batty, listen to what it says. How a guy thinks and fucks when he's going batty. See, that's the thing. And how does a woman wind the water clock apply? Interesting. You have to find this listing distance. It's a listing distance that you're trying to embrace. A listing distance. Go ahead. Now, Shims to play. Shims to love.
Some most dreadful stuff in a murderous mirror hand that he was a whoop, pardon me, aware of no other Shakespeare, other Shakespeare, either pre-exactly unlike his polar and this is his, or precisely the same as Wops. No. Or precisely the same as Whoops.
Whoops.
It's what he fancied or guessed the same as he was himself, and that greets Scoot, Duckings, and Thuggery, though he was fox like a bunny boy Roger with all the tea shop lionses of Lumdrum hiving hose up against him. Being a lapsus lequel with a rub-de-bub shorter temper. Bad, cad, dad, fad, sad, mad, mad, Van Hattie, beer. The consequentures of causality pre-pestered cuss words and post-position. Scruff, scruffer, scruffer, murin most, and all that sort of
see
thing.
See the rub? They're fighting and arguing for the limitations that they're causing themselves. It's kind of like I burned my own house down and I'm mad because I'm homeless.
All right. Which line shows that?
Tears of joy with the low waster.
Okay. Scruffer a mirror most and all that sort of thing. If Ream stood to reason and his length of line lasted, he would wipe Allie English Spooker, multiphoniacally speaking, off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After the thorough fright he got that bloody Swithin's day, though every doorpost in much-tried Leucozod was smeared with generous earthborn gore, and every free-for-all cobbleway slippery with the bloods of heroes, crying to welcomes for others, and Noah's and culverts agush with tears of joy, our low waster never had the common balance pluck to stir out and about the compound, while everyone else of the torch-lit throng, slashers and sliced alike, mobu en massa, waded and baited around, yamp, yam, pampy, yam, chanting the gloomy chorus from the monster book of paltriatic poetry. Oh, pure a piabella, in junk a sampam or in secular cinquilarum, heads up on his bona fide avocation, the little folk creeping all fours. What?
See, this is the thing that's happening, it's coming afoot and coming aback. The thing you got rid of is the thing that's gonna get you. The thing that got you is the thing you got rid of. The thing you got rid of is the thing that's on its way. The thing that you're shed of, that you've overcome, is you're the devil you must, suck.
Suck. Heads up on his bona fide avocation. The little folk creeping in all fours to their natural school treat, but childishly gleeful when a stray wizard sang out intermediately, and happy belongers to the fair sex on their usual quest for higher things, but vying with Lady Smythe to avenge Mac Jobber when stone-stepping with their bicker staffs on educated feet, blinkety-plonk across the seven-span Point de Collerie setup, over the slop after the ward in war by Messrs. A charitable government for the only once Theodos Thanatos. He did take a Tom Pip Pipistrella through a 3-draw 18 Hawkspower Durdicky telescope, luminous to larboard only like the lamps in Nassau Strass. Out of its westernmost keyhole, spitting at the impenetrable and wetter, and it was porco ghastly that autumn, with an each-way hope in his shivering soul, as he prayed to the cloud in certitude, of finding out for himself, on account of all the cools in Kulkaparka, or owing to all the Katsiogs in Kalatvala, whether true conciliation was forging ahead or falling back after the Celestius intemperance, and for double lashy, why with his see me see and his my see a corpse and his frocker, fosker, fusker, land loves and meing seeing, he got the charm of his optical life when he found himself Hic Sunt Lenones, at point-blank range, blinking down the barrel of an irregular revolver of the bulldog with a purpose pattern, handled by an unknown quarreler who supposedly had been told off to shade and shoot Shy Shim.
Bob, you're on 179. What are you doing?
I can't stop. It's so exciting. Handled by an unknown quarreler who supposedly had been told off to shade and shoot Shy Shem should the shit show his shiny snout out a while to look facts in her face before being hosed and creased. Up, rip, and jack him by six or a dozen of the gay boys.
Ah, that's a good place to stop right there.
Yeah.
So now what you're going to have, the new battle is going to be over identity. That's a matter of identity crisis. So now everything's going to be identity-laced, uncancel. Cancel culture. Uncancel. The cancel. There's a bunch of pluses and minuses, and they all equal to nothing. Well, this is what this is about.
Now, where are some words that indicate identity issues?
Oh, where I know. Linear half. Well, just right above what you said. The shade, the shoot shy shim, and the shit show, the shiny shit out while they took the facts out of their face before being hosed and creased, unfreaking jacking by six or a dozen of the gay boys. When you walk a little bit, he got the charm of his optical life. See, that's why it looks good. It looks like I live a multi-million-dollar life. So he found out he can't afford anybody to dust his house. And he found himself eating lemons, sucking lemons at point-blank range down the barrel of an irregular revolver of the bulldog with the purpose banner.
Wow.
See, and then you go back a little bit more to falling back after the Celestius intemperance. Yeah. What does intemperance mean? Yeah, see? They're trying to lay out the set the thing. Well, unless you're a Frocker, Fosker, Fuscar, then you're in trouble, I guess. For the Ostermont Keyhole. For the Ostermont Keyhole spitting at the impenetrable Weller. That would be a Weller well for draconian lovers.
Right. This is good. You're going backwards. Just keep going.
No, we just fixed it because you were once like a house of fire. We didn't want to break your stride, Bob. We afraid you'd fuck my mouth. It'd be pretty ugly. So, the bickerstaffs on the educated feet. They have everybody's smart and nobody's stupid, but everybody's stupidly smart. They're stupidly smart. They know things, but they don't know a thing. They don't know what they know. And then they come back and you go back to the whizzer saying, this is the problem, to figure out how the junk man's daughter is going to find a way to make a singularium. They send heads up, but they're looking for a specific bona fide advocation. Because it's always a fitting for the fairer sex.
Yeah.
Okay. And Lady Smythe, that's Mrs. Astor's version of Fifth Avenue's Better Way of Living, except she becomes the whore of Babylon from Balaam's pluck to stir out on the compound. So that's pretty good for the scruff and the scruffer Mary most. And that's for the ne'er-do-wells and every other realm of reason that they're lacking living. And it was very exciting. But that was fun, Bob. You did good at starting to build. If you notice, the plot's starting to build, but somebody needs to work on their pagination. He had no clue. He must have been drinking when he put this thing in order, because he's got it all fucked up.
Okay, go back some more. Off the face of the earth.
That's where we went, all the way back to the ducking from the thuggeries. We did the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
And the mainstream Seamus de Plume. And the Seamus de Plume, instead of a nom de plume, it's Shane de Plume.
Yeah.
So you get on social media, and you write shit, and then you have that ire and regret. And that smell of Instagram and regret.
Very good. Excellent. Bethel Gellert. The hang name he gave himself in the porchway of a gypsy's bar. But look, Shem's always blaspheming so holy writ Billy. Maybe he's blaspheming Billy. He would try old Belly and pay this one man Jack Congruent of his four soups every lass of next mouth, Bolly, so sure as there's a tail on the comet. Comet, there's the comet. Carry on. Go back. Keep moving back. Whole continents rang. Isn't that the book?
We did.
The original, we should explain, the original continent, where all seven continents were just one continent, we're calling the Yarmulke. It sat on the earth like a yarmulke on a Jewish head.
Mm-hmm.
Whole continents rang with this Karakoran lowness. What would they ring with?
There'd have to be a Jewish head, Bob. Many religions cover their head when they pray, so no big deal.
Oh, okay. But the word yarmulke is from the Jewish culture.
Well, and the religion just means a covering, a religious covering, to cover your head, call it me.
Oh, okay.
Muslims
now,
do it too.
Whole continents rang with this character.
And some of the ancient Samaritan Hebrew loids.
Yeah. But it rang with this Karakorn lowness. What is this lowness? Like,
The troubles of this world. The troubles of this world. People have everything and they're crying. They're 6 stone overweight and dying of malnutrition.
Okay, let me unmute everybody and we'll see what they have to add to this. What insights did they get? What patterns did they...
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now unmuted.
Patterns of recognition that they couldn't recognize.
Right.
Let's do the time warp again.
Okay, unmuted everybody. Okay, let's hear your contribution. What do you like to know about? What do you notice as a meaning that you're projecting?
Well, the world is pretty fucked up, Bob, and that a couple of people are a bit skewed.
A couple of people are skewed?
It wasn't fucked up. It wasn't fucked up when we started this conversation, but it has now caught up to us.
Yeah.
Everybody's mad. Everybody was mad because our words didn't come true, and now they're mad because our words did come true.
Not funny anymore, Ian.
Be funnier if it wasn't so sad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Any other voices? Come on, people. Let's hear your take on this.
Now, Ian, who was the scut in a bad fit pajamas?
Oh, that's the people that can't go to work and have to sit at home and watch Netflix from now on and drink their Bali wines and lip shits.
Oh, right. Well, us lot next month. Us lot Bali awesome.
Day drinkers. And now you have to wear your mask while you're wearing Netflix or you're going to be infected by the virulent virals. The virulent virals.
What did you say it's going to happen next month?
I'm assuming it'll be in the autumn. You know, just the flu season usually kicks in then, so...
Well, what happened then? What are you projecting?
They're fucking happening right now.
Well, you know, the plague getting... I'm projecting the plague getting worse in the autumn.
Oh, the plague. Okay. The plague getting worse.
We didn't say autumn. We said right fucking now. Hey, I know. Book you a flight to New Zealand and see how it works out for you.
Ian, how much today, July 24th, what is the actual deaths caused by the plague and the covered-up distorted statistics? What's the difference?
We don't care.
Come on. Give us some details.
10,000 to 1. 10,000 to 1. They don't even talk about India. They just said it's pretty bad. People are just they're burning the bodies. They're just stacking. They're not even composting them. They're just stacking them up and burning them. And they're thinking the dead people are spreading the virus. So they don't even talk about it. You don't hear that. Oh, there wasn't on CNN, by God, so it didn't exist or it didn't happen. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Joy Reid is not upset about it, so it can't be a problem.
that India largely is south of the 33rd parallel, so that's why they're vulnerable. Correct?
Yeah. And quietly, they have the most people to lose that nobody would notice.
Right. They're not keeping track of it. They're not counting the bodies.
Mm.
They're just getting mounds of cast-off flesh, surplus flesh.
There's a South African guy who's designed this copper mask that kills bacteria and all sorts of flying things immediately in the mask. Have you heard about that?
Is there anything in these pages about that mask, Ian? Did Nick brought it up? No, not here.
No.
What's the effect of the copper on the body?
Nothing copper. Now.
What's the copper, Nick?
This guy's invented a copper mask. It's designed by the Israelis.
And Ian saying that the mask is useless. Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's useless.
And you change the ohmage, when you change the ohmage, copper doesn't have any effect. When you change the ohmage, copper has no effect.
What's changing the
ohmage? That would be like plastic, well, that would be like running plastic electric lines through your house. Doesn't conduct very well.
Right, but what is, what did I just say? What is something? What is the mask?
Hemorrhage, Bob. Hemorrhage. What is the hemorrhage? What affects the hemorrhage?
Oh, yeah. Why is the hemorrhage changed?
Oh, the earth is changing. The resistance, the measure of resistance. You'll have to go back about 12 hours ago when Colonel Sanders was on. He was talking about it. We covered it thoroughly then, but that was 12 hours ago now, so whatever.
So we are building to a crescendo in the book. At what point are we into the tribulations, as the Bible presents the book of Revelation? Are we in it all the time?
Finnegan was in it all the time. That's why they had the book after book after book giving the details of the same recantable story. Each of the different stories say the same thing over and over. It's like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're telling the same stories just from four different perspectives or views.
Yeah.
That's what Finnegan's Wake is, too. They're rerunning the same runnable story. This one was a whore, and this one watched a whore, and this one wanted to be a whore, and this one was a whore, and this one was mad because he was a whore but didn't get called a whore, and then basically it was a whore's whore.
Why was Joyce obsessed with these multiple perspectives?
Because those are the only ones that counted. Otherwise, you can't make the Jibbity-Glibs and the Noggerlogs apply without that. You can't. It's impossible.
Anybody got anything to say? Come on, people. Contribute your ignorance. We're exploring ignorance for discovery here. Nothing wrong with your ignorance.
Yeah.
Just apply it.
Yeah. Ignorance. Ignorance for the blasphemers. Ignorance for the blasphemers.
Fusca.
Yeah, Fusca. I remember that line.
That's the condition that people are complaining about that isn't a problem. That's the condition that people are complaining about that isn't a problem.
got a cute Fusca, Fusca, Fusca.
Yeah. That's like emphatic way of saying fuck off, and you don't really mean them to go fuck themselves off, but that's the impetus that you're prescribing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Sex and travel.
Where's Bert? Bert got anything to say? Bert didn't show up.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Yes,
hey,
Ian.
Ian, there was a part on top of 178 where you said they are fighting with the cells. Is that bad cat, dad fad, sad mad, nad, Van Hattie bear, the consequences of causality, Presbyte cross words in preposition? Is that?
Is that what?
That's me. That.
What do you say, Bert? Is that? Finish the sentence.
I led off with it, Bob. I said, I made a statement at the beginning of page 178. They are fighting with themselves. So I asked, was bad dad, bad cat dad, bad fat, sad, mad, had, Van Hattie bear, the consequences of causality, Presbyte crosswords in preposition.
What about it? What's your question?
That where Ian said that they are fighting with themselves. Ian gave a summary of that top part.
Yeah. That would be media ecology disagreeing with media ecology. That would be social media destroying itself from its another point of view. And then when it's destroyed, then they make another one. Then they make a signal. Then they make a WhatsApp. Then they make a better. Then they make a getter. Then they make a tether. Then they make a letter. And then they make a, TikTok. And then they make a Jigbox. And then they're going to make somebody's Instagram. Then we're going to have a Telegram. And then we're going to have a double Telegram. Then we're going to have a non-Telegram. Then we're going to have a non-social. Then we're going to have, the next thing you know, they're going to launch an unsocial media campaign.
That was a good one.
It'll be grand. And Bert, like always, that's the condition that people are having to either deal with or overcome. And you can say, well, I don't own an iPhone. I'm going to be perfectly okay. And the next thing you know, they go viral.
Figure it out, Bert. Try it again. See if you get another part. See what happens.
Fire in the hole. Bert's on the floor.
Hey, Ian. Ian, the, where is it? At the bottom, it says, Cools of Kookaparka. Kookaparka. Can you give a meaning of that? Cools of Kookaparka.
You gotta give a You have to get more context because it'll
okay.
apply. Because we'll answer it, it won't make any sense. Just like Finnegan's Wake doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Incertitude of finding out for himself on account of all the cruels of Kookaparka, of owing all the kasasags of Kakatabala.
Here's what it refers to according to... No. Wait a minute. Here's McHugh's annotations. In 1920 in Dublin... There was a massacre by the black and tans of Irish leaving a football game in Croke Park. The massacre.
Oh, I've read about that when I visited Ireland. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but this is not that. This is about the uncivil war between the women, men, black, white, gay, straight, up, date, dick, back, everything that begins everything up. This is the representation of that internal struggle where they end up fighting themselves.
Mm.
So the blacks and whites are going to have a fight, but all the black people killing the black people. And the white people giggling their stuff to church. They're just laughing. They're like, you know what? This is terrible. I'm a racist. I didn't mean to be. I'm so sorry. I apologize real much. Yeah. Now don't you, now, Mr. Black Man, don't you go kill a nigga for me. Don't kill a nigga on my back. Don't do that. No. I'm a Negro loving Jew. That's what I am. Don't do that. But now, if there were less black people, maybe I could love you as an individual a little more. So maybe we can try that. Maybe we can try that if you want to. But now, you please yourself. Y'all know where Rosa Parks rode on that bus. So y'all figure this out for yourself now. It's all right. There's no bondage here. But by God, you better line up and get your shit. You better get over here and want your check. And you better get some more babies if you're going to get some more relief. And you better gird yourself appropriately now. And we're going to see how this works out. But we don't have no say in it. We don't have no say in it. Y'all are free. Free to do whatever you want to do. As long as we say it's okay.
Excellent, Ian. Excellent analysis.
Yeah.
Joyce would love
it. That goes back to Mr. Humphreys on Are You Being Served? They say, Mr. Humphreys, are you free? They say,
yeah.
I'm free.
And you're all doing fairly well. Oh, remember that one?
You're doing very well.
Yes. What show was that?
That was young Mr. Grace. Same show, Are You Being Served?
Oh, yeah.
At Grace Brothers. They had good Wonder Bread there, too. They had good Wonder Bread, too, there, too.
And here, I thought you were talking about the J. Peter Grace Company, a bad bunch in the mid-20th century. Mae Brussel used to expose.
Yeah. No.
J. Peter Grace.
Don't forget Mrs.
Slocum's
pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy? Yeah, pussy.
Mrs. Slocum had a very cross pussy. She couldn't do a thing with it.
Okay,
the best one is, she got caught at work, and she didn't know what to do, and so she called her neighbor to go over to her door and look down, open the letterbox, and see if you can see her pussy. And if you can't see her pussy, would you please toss a sardine through the letter box? Because if her pussy doesn't get some attention, by 6 o'clock, she'll keep it. Her pussy will keep her up all night long.
Oh boy. Okay, go for a third one, Bert. What's the third element that will trigger ion?
Okay, here's one. Okay, ion.
Is that an allotrope? I think he's going to slide to an allotrope now, Bob. This is going to be fun.
Allotrope, right. Gamarian talk. What is it? Did you say it? Bert, number three.
Okay, here's one. It's one that Ion. What does this mean? That his party purgatory was more than a nigga bloke could bear.
Yeah, the prison that you've made is worse than the prison they designed for you. The prison you made, the culture prison that the black people have put themselves in, is worse than the one that the slave master provided. The plantation owner could not have ever thought of something with such a level of depravity than what the individual class in the class action lawsuit has prescribed to them.
Mm.
You see, there's no horror. There's no horror that could be worse than the one they prescribed for themselves. Well, look how it's playing out. Now they're the endless victims. Now they're endlessly wrong. Now they're endlessly taken advantage of. Now they're endlessly less than. Now they're segregating them, so they're never going to get the right job. Because if they come for another job, I'm not hiring you. I'm going to close my business. I can't stay on nothing. I can't buy nothing. I can't do nothing. Ain't nobody got no money. You think I'm going to hire you? You lost your damn mind. You just told your ass on. We just pay you some money. That's it. You're not coming here running me. You may run your world, but you ain't going to run my world. Oh, yes, sir, we do. And this kind of going, damn, this is crazy. All right, now, by God, we're going to riot. We're going to take all the black businesses and we're going to destroy them. By God, we're going to show whitey this time. We're going to take all the black businesses and chop them down. Oh, wait. Woolworth, they closed, they burned to Woolworth. Where am I going to go get my contact lens? Where am I going to get my contact lens solution? They burned down the Woolworth. That's ridiculous. Now what are we going?
And it's Woolworth.
40 miles. I got to drive 40 miles to go to the next Woolworth.
It's not Woolworth.
It is.
Woolworth. No, goddamn, here you go with that South African bullshit again. Here we go. No wonder y'all in apartheid. No wonder y'all in apartheid.
All right. Bloody trigger. That's happening all over the world.
Woolworth is where you go to get your wool's worth. That's where you exchange wool for good services. So if you're talking about the place Woolworth, that's where you go to get your wool's worth, which is slow. Come on, man. That's what the damn store was.
How do you come back
now,
from
we're
that,
not gonna tell you. Now, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you what they mean by the grocery store down in the south. The name of that grocery store is Winn-Dixie.
And they've burnt everything down. They've burnt all their shops. They've got to queue for thousands of kilometers before they can get milk and bread.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
But as long as they leave us one Bird Dolf Goodman, we'll be okay.
What about this ham-bone dog poet in the middle of 177? This ham-bone dog poet pseudoed himself under the hang name he gave himself of Beth Gellert. So I'll look up Beth Gellert, see what that is. Beth Gellert. Mm-hmm. Well, no book or sir, minister. That's Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Beth Gellert.
No.
That is the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. That's not Nebuchadnezzar. Mm. Note the difference. They're giving the reference of the land of Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, and you know something we found, boss? We can take Bert if there's a bunch of less significant ones in the bunch, too. It doesn't quite, not quite so draining.
You can take them where? Oh, I see. If Bert is filtered or drained or...
Yeah. Well, others are bringing up what he's taking. See, he's taking it all out. He's taking all the water out of the bay. But other people are pissing in the same pond, so it doesn't seem like it's as bad. It's a loss.
Okay.
Well,
Betzgalert is the grave of Gellert. Listen to this. Betzgalert is the grave of Gellert. Listen. Grave of Gellert. Dog wrongfully killed in the wealth story. Some well story. A dog wrongfully killed is buried in Betzgalert. So that refers to the dog poet. This hand-bone dog poet sued himself under the hang name. No?
No. That's the George Floyd scenario.
Ah. Hmm. Where does it show that? Is he a hand-bone dog poet?
Yeah. He was accused of being a fine, upstanding, righteous man, passing bad 20s at the grocery, at the Cub Foods.
That's right. Yeah. In the porch way of a gypsy's bar.
High as the sky. Yes, high as the sky.
Well, this whole section is in brackets. Go ahead.
So was George.
Yeah. And what's a three drawer 18 hooks powered Derbicki telescope?
Oh, that is what Bob uses to identify, shows them what to use to identify the alien ships when they start hovering over the larger, always exclusive blue run cities.
Ah, I see. Not a Hubble telescope, then, on.
Oh, no. You don't need that. You won't even need a monocle to see these.
Sounds like a clip from the Day After Tomorrow, or one of those disaster movies.
V. Remember V? That was more like V.
Yes.
When you had the lizard woman, the lizard woman doing her lolling.
With a fork tongue.
Yeah, that's a TV show about 10 years ago.
Not a fork tongue, it's a forked tongue. Come on now. Don't bring that South Africa shit around here.
I don't have that around here. Oh, sorry, I'm even tiny, Paul. None of that South African shit there.
There are no tines. There are no tines in a forked tongue.
I'll stay quiet, Ian.
Well, no, we're not being cross. We're just saying fix your shit before you start straightening out ours. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, I think there's something going on with that southern twang of yours, Ian. You're throwing an issue where there shouldn't be any.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, what will we ever do?
No one's negotiating here, Ian.
Well, that's a fine how-to-do.
Yes, sure is. My eyes are watering. Oh, goodness. Angels are probably licking them right now.
Oh, my God. Is your Willie broke? We help Glenn. We help Glenn. You're laughing like that. You must be broke, too. We should have a broke dick campaign, Bob, and help.
I said my eyes are watering. I am not my dick.
Well, if you're that backed up, you've got more troubles than that.
You need Mrs. Slocum.
Hey, get a phrase here. Murderous mirror hand. What would that be? A murderous mirror hand. You talk a lot about the mirror.
That's cancel culture. The mirror hand. You look at something and you, like everything they accuse Donald J. Trump of doing, they're doing.
Yeah.
So the mirror hand is, let's see what we're doing and we'll accuse Trump of that. Let's see what's going on. Okay, we gotta save the world. Fuck the world. Nah, fuck that shit. No, wait. We didn't mean like fuck the world. We meant like sort of fuck the world. Okay, we're saying this guy fucked up, but he wasn't like that. The border is closed. The southern border is closed. 200,000 a day come in now. So, well, I'm glad it's closed. Y'all be in trouble. We solved the problem at the border. We got more buses to haul them all to your neighborhood. They don't worry about it. Now worry about Texas. Texas not gonna do nothing. They're all going to South Jersey. We're gonna put every one of them in South Jersey. It's gonna be great. We're gonna have workers. They're gonna come do all the work. We're not gonna have no American jobs. We're gonna let them take care of all of that. It'll be great. No more leaf blowing for any American people. Only illegal aliens are gonna do the leaf blowing from now on.
Hey, we got George Floyd here. He's known as T. Look to the chat line. T. Trevor from London has shown up once again to comment on our Finnegan's Wake reading. He says, what a load of crap. But Bert the Coon will agree with this BS. And then you go further down. Madeline takes him on. Madeline yells at him. And then Trevor says, and he's on the list as T, but we know it stands for Trevor. He says, go and pluck yourself, Maddie. I can't wait to put my big black knee on your neck. Trevor is black over there in London. Then he says, cheap, he's talking about Tom McDonald, what we start off with, the little rapper, cheap white crap rap. I think that's an exciting way to end this for our fans at Reading Finnegan's Wake. What do you think, people? Great energy? To match the energy of Zion.
Very good.
Mm. Very good, Bob.
You missed the best one from T. Fuck off, Ion, period. Discarnate micro dick.
Ooh, that's fitting at ease there, with old Trevor.
Yeah.
Of course, Trevor is just joking.
We responded to Maggie to say, no, Maggie, T is just having micro penis parade.
Yes, and this is a put on by Trevor, in case any United Nations NGO people are here.
Oh, pluck off, Ion. There's so many petals in the field that need to be thoroughly plucked. Yes, there are, Keith.
Excellent performance, Ion.
Well, I hope it ended better than starting, Paul.
Spinning
its wake.
Excellent.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.